Matthew Lloyd, Tony Shaw and Mick Warner. And it is a Mick's Grill Time. Over to you, Mick, after we play a little sizzle sound.
Well, we've got to put the West Coast Eagles CEO Trevor Nisbet under the grill tonight for his little golf gaffe regarding the alleged game of golf between Andrew Brayshaw and Andrew Gaff 5 days before the incident, mm-hmm. which, of course, never took place. First, let's just hear the audio from Trevor Nisbet.
5 days ago, the brothers and Andrew Gaff were on the golf course together. So it's an extraordinary situation that we all find ourselves in at the moment.
Well, it's not an extraordinary situation. In fact, I sat next to a bloke on the plane today who we were talking about the gaffe incident. He said, well, it's strange that he would do that given they'd played golf together 5 days earlier. I said, no, actually, that didn't happen. So I'm not surprised, though, because to me this is pretty typical behaviour from Trevor Nisbet, a bloke who, quite frankly, lost his right to lead the West Coast Eagles many, many years ago for his role in the illicit drugs crisis, a scandal that continues to affect lives of those players to this day. Not many in Perth take on Trevor Nisbet, but we shouldn't be too surprised, I suppose, that look at the situation with ex-Crows CEO Stephen Trigg. And when you're a mate of the AFL, even blatant salary cap cheating is forgivable in our game.
Jeez, you've gone hard there, is it?
Why did Trevor Nisbet say it? Why didn't he check it out?
Well, okay, made a mistake with the golf thing.
They
were putting in the kitchen.
But it was just blatantly wrong. And
has he been followed up?
Surely you'd check it out.
Has he been
followed up? In Perth, they're great journos over there, but in a two-team town, it's too hard to take on a guy like Trevor Nisbet. So they just don't, because if you get frozen out by one team...
So how long has he been at the helm for now?
Too long.
Hey, Mick, what would you say if I was saying this mob is second on the ladder and just keep rebounding and making it back to top four, grand finals?
It's just about culture to me. And I think
culture's good?
Well, no, I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying he lost his right to hold that job a long time ago with what happened with illicit drugs.
I'm not sure.
In my opinion.
I thought Adam Simpson won that argument with Basil Zemplis pretty well when it came to their
about
culture.
About their arrogance?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the club's arrogant. I'm saying that I wasn't surprised that Trevor Nisbet went with that line.
So what about Mick then, off the tarmac, Andrew Gaff? Basil Zemplis might say, this is the arrogance I'm talking about as a football club. Was that something you agree with?
I didn't really like the look of him. I don't know why he just didn't walk through the airport, put the old mobile phone up to his ear like Ben Cousins used to do and just walk through. Did we really need to whisk him away? Was it really going to hold up flights?
Well, it might have. How many? You reckon there'd be a fair media contingent there? Was there 30 media people there? That's enough to block off a... I didn't find that too much. I think it just the security thought it was going
to
be a lot
of... It added to the mix.
So that's super strong, Mick, from you on Trevor Nisbet.
I'm a bit shocked by that,
I'm not, because nothing happened to Trevor Nisbet or the management of the West Coast Eagles as a result. It was all brushed under the carpet. And, I just think we need more accountability in our game.